Okay, today is the 25th of August 2017, and we are sitting in Frankfurt. And as you can see here, the coffee machine is working, the music is playing, and we are enjoying great company. And we have one person amidst that group who is going to present himself first.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Usman Geas, and I'm here with Johannes, and we are from DB System. And we are here to have a friendly chat about usage of virtual reality. And this is what our main subject is.
Before we jump into the subject, what made you come to this topic and what made you come to Deutsche Bahn?
What made me come to this topic? Being a 3D artist or artist in general, I guess virtual reality is the natural transition or natural evolution to this whole story. And since Deutsche Bahn is doing a lot of things in 3D CGI for different sectors for long ago, I was already there when the technology boom comes in, somebody has to take the beacon and move it forward. So that was a natural selection.
I'm still surprised because we have a general image which is different to Deutsche Bahn than what you're going to tell me. The most referenced work I know is Deutsche Bahn is Pufferküsser, those people who work with steel and steam engines. This time is over. But take this apart, what really is the challenge for this enterprise using these new technologies?
With evolution of technology, I think not only Deutsche Bahn, every enterprise have to come up with the ideas to use them productively. End of the day, that's how things work on. So if you are lost, if you stay behind, then the story ends. Same is the story for Deutsche Bahn. I guess that this new technology, so immersive tech is really, and Deutsche Bahn is actually a match made in heaven. We have a lot of possibilities to use these technologies to improve our general work. At the moment, the technology allows us to do a lot in the learning side of the application, but with evolution of mixed reality and new hardwares to come in future, I think not only Deutsche Bahn, everybody will use it in their daily work, the daily work of like fixings on the trains, Standhaltung and all that stuff. So I think not only Deutsche Bahn, but all the companies have to come up, have to be modernized and have to find the use cases for these things. This is the natural evolution of computing methods. We had our big desktops, we have laptops, we have mobile phones and tablets, and next step is to put computer in our eyes directly. So we have to use it, like everybody else.
So our topic today is not entertainment, although we may like it or not. It's not about the traveler using VR in the compartment. It's about totally different subjects, and you're going to explain a little about that, what you're doing, right?
Yes, exactly. The traveler can use VR if he wants to. There is nothing against it in Deutsche Bahn, I think. But we are practically using in Deutsche Bahn is at the moment for learning applications, and that is more learning by doing. So not only VR, but room scale VR. So people who can have the ability to perform acts again and again, not using a real train, which is more difficult to get, but also like in safety of the room. So it enables them to do training again and again. It enables them to understand the training better because you can go more in depth of the training than you can do on a physical object. And then it reduces the cost and risk both. So you cannot get injured or you cannot hurt yourself. And even you can experience things that are more difficult in reality, like working with electricity, for example, and all of these things. So virtual reality really helps Deutsche Bahn in improving the learning mechanism and bringing it to the next step.
So first of all, we speak about themes and technologies which are already there. And you tell us that using them in this kind of VR world helps them to get a better experience and to get a more qualified experience, to have less cost shares for making this experience valuable. Is that correct?
Yes, of course. There is always this factor that how a new technology can not only improve, but how it can be more economical. And definitely virtual reality adds another perspective or another layer of information on top, and it also reduces a lot of costs. So definitely.
And how's the transfer from the VR experience to the experience in the real environment?
It is the second best possibility, let's say. The reality is that you can train best on the physical object, which you have to operate, like in any other thing. But the second best solution is definitely VR. So it's above using tablets or computers for learning by clicking and navigating with your fingers. But it's not as good as the real haptics, the real weights, the real experience. But I guess it's the second best solution at the moment.
And the training is not only about the compartments, the training is about not only the trains, The training is on all different kind of subjects.
This is completely open. There are use cases everywhere in DB. DB does a lot of things. There is not only working on the train, it's working on the tracks, it's working on the like Stellwerk. You can simulate situations that you cannot do in reality, situations that can be dangerous, can cost lives, and you can simulate them, let people experience on them, and end of the day, you get better, more prepared people out there.
About Stellwerk, and Stellwerk sometimes even hasn't been digitized up to now. It still has just paperwork, and suddenly they have to make a leapfrog. They have to jump into the next generation. How is that going to work?
The thing is that all of these manual Stellwerks, you can digitize them in virtual reality because you have to use them still, and they work very fine. There is nothing against them, and you don't have to change things unless it's necessary to do so. But of course, you need to train new people to work on it, and rather than doing them or creating these Stellwerks as a physical Stellwerk as a training situation, you can do it in virtual reality. Not only that, you can simulate situations that you cannot do physical mock-ups, like disturbance or situation where a bypasser don't listen to your signals or try to cross the track when train is coming and stuff like that. And this is, I guess, one of the premier examples of how virtual reality can help it.
And with this kind of experience, you even can convince people who have been working at this place for, let's say, 10 or 15 years?
Yes and no. I think there are skeptics of virtual reality. At the moment, you cannot say that everybody agrees to it. This will change with time, I guess. People will see the experiences. There are a lot of bad experiences out there also, which make the life more difficult. There are people who are just in generally scared of trying new technologies. They just don't want to do it. Yes and no. There are people of all ages that likes it. There are people of all ages that don't want to like it. I find women to be the most critical of it because they are aware or they are very worried of their appearance. And when they are immersed in a virtual world, they don't know what's going on. And that's also natural for them. Also inside virtual world. Yeah.
Now, up to now, we've been speaking about the real subjects being transformed into a VR world. Now let's speak about something which is coming up, like the ICE4. Which is just being ordered and built. Now, you already have an ICE4 available, trainings on sites which are only there as virtual appearances for the moment, right?
Deutsche Bahn is training on both ends. So they are training virtually a little bit at the moment, not that much in application. But at the moment, everything is going on physical trains. There are a few trains available, Stellwerks, where people are training. IC4 at the moment is just running on one track, I guess. And at the moment, it's used for training. But we are working on that we provide more and more virtual trainings for ICE. And not only ICE, for also for other trains.
I think you have a regional project as well, which has been very strong in using VR, right?
Yes, we are also in discussions with the regional trains to get things on. Like I said, that it adds another layer of information. So even if you have a physical train, you can improve your training using virtual reality, definitely. So there are people not only concerned that they can only do trainings where the physical mock-ups or physical trains are not available. There are people who are willing to improve their training methodologies, add new layers to the digitization goal. And
VR is still a kind of exotic thing, nobody really knows about what the future is going to be. But I think you have some much more concrete ideas how this future is going to look like. Can you just share some of those with us?
These are my own abstract ideas, so I don't know how it will look like or how it will be. I think the next step or the next bigger step is that we will have VR devices that are on their own computers. This is the first step, definitely, like HoloLens is in a little bit in this direction. I think we will have a technology that is joined. It's kind of a mixed reality VR. You can also immerse completely because at some point you need to cut the relation from the real world to get some things on. But I think the end goal is that you should not realize that you are connected to a computer. So a computer and a human brain or a human body should be one. And the best computer would be where you will not realize its presence. It's just there like a good friend who guides you, who trains you, who is with you. I hope that when this time comes, we have also good real human friends to support us, and we should not only rely on these computers. But I think it's a very futuristic idea, but end of the day, I think with these technologies, when we have computers on our eyes and we can control them, them by talking or later by thinking about doing things, then it will be quite extraordinary and the computer and humans would be one. You cannot realize. The best technology would be where you will not realize that there is a computer, like your brain actually. So it is there, it's computing always. You don't think about it, that there is a brain who's doing it. You are just doing it.
So maybe we should not publish this part, because otherwise we are going to have a headline saying cyborgs are going to rule Deutsche Bahn, right?
Yes, definitely. I would definitely agree to it. And that's what I said, that this is my idea of general computing.
But there's some truth in what you're saying, because we are always more and more having a homologation between computer works and brain works on one side, and artificial intelligence and your own intelligence on the other side. Now, this is a very interesting thing because it's a really complex development, and at the same time, it has to be extremely secure for the application and for the people. Is there a gap or is there a chance? How can we get this together?
That is way past just my expertise. I think that it will happen at some point. I don't know how it will happen. I cannot even say if there is a general idea of how this can be achieved or will be achieved. But I think it will happen. I cannot say how and who and who's going to do it. But I think, like, from paper we moved to computers. We had to. It was also another step. So same way we will do with all of these things.
Do you think this idea of mobility with Deutsche Bahn will change the way how people are going to travel?
I don't really think that the travelers will feel much of a difference. It's not like that Deutsche Bahn is doing something that not others are not doing. I think everybody is evolving. So Deutsche Bahn will use it when others will also be using it. I think everybody kind of move up in the technological hierarchy on its own pace. So I think travelers will do their stuff. And of course, if the general entertainment is immersed, then entertainment offers on the train will also change. But I don't think that what we are doing will affect the consumer that much.
Because, and there we come back to the point, the major topic is learning, experience making, trial and error. Which is interesting to see that maybe Deutsche Bahn is even more advanced than many of the universities or other institutions who should have the privilege to use these kind of tools. Why and how can this be changed?
In my opinion, universities and schools should be using virtual reality. I think because they're, like DB, also are concerned to train their employees. I think they are concerned to train their pupils. And I think since we all know, or we all, at least you and I agree, that it's an important step in this learning curve or this learning evolution, we should do it. In my opinion, they should be doing it. I don't know why they are not doing it. I'm not an expert in academics. You are. So that's a better question for yourself, I would say. Why they are not using it? You can answer it better than I do. But they should be, yes.
Okay, so for the next series, there will be an auto interview, Dr. Wolf Siegert interviewing Dr. Wolf Siegert.
I can ask the questions from you if you want.
So this is going to be a long series of interviews on the same subject of using VR environment in education and training. We just had a great time, and I appreciate the invitation for this breakfast.
You're most welcome.
Johannes, you want to add anything in German if you want to?
Also ich bedanke mich auch erstmal für die Gelegenheit, hier sein zu können. War ein interessantes Gespräch. Ich habe auch viel mitgenommen. Ich bin noch ziemlich neu bei der Deutschen Bahn. Schaue mir das alles an und bin gespannt, was da so passiert. Also was bei der Deutschen Bahn wirklich gut ist, dass wir jetzt ein Programm haben, wo wir solche Ideen fördern. Also wir gehen wirklich mit Ideen, die die Mitarbeiter haben, in dem Fall jetzt der Usman, zwei Kollegen, die hatten die Idee, so ein Thema mal anzugehen. Und die Deutsche Bahn fördert das, weil die haben erkannt, sowas ist wichtig, dass man frühzeitig in solche Technologien reingeht und die Mitarbeiter fördert und sowas auch zulässt. Und ich glaube, das ist wichtig, dass man sich mit solchen Technologien auseinandersetzt.
Der richtige junge Mann am richtigen Platz einer alten Gesellschaft.
Ich hoffe.